This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military aid package for Ukraine, expected to finally pass this week, is a potential game changer. But the battlefield impact could take some time, with Russian troops still far outnumbering Ukraine's. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
One soldier, whose call sign is Sailor, says a shortage of shells has reduced Ukraine's covering fire for its infantrymen, costing lives and territory.
If they had passed the aid package bill earlier, we would have lost a bit less ground. We could have maybe taken back some ground.
The $61 billion aid package comes after 6 months of congressional wrangling. It could replenish Kyiv's critically low stocks of weaponry and air defenses, and likely improve its chances of averting a major Russian breakthrough in the east. Kyiv still faces manpower shortages on the battlefield and questions about the strength of its sprawling front line ahead of a potential Russian summer offensive.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. EU foreign ministers agreed in principle on Monday to expand sanctions on Iran following Tehran's missile and drone attack on Israel, the bloc's foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said.
In order to cover missiles and their potential, by the time being it has not happened, but potential transfer to Russia.
Several EU countries had called for widening the drone-related sanctions regime to cover missiles and transfers to proxy forces. An independent review of the neutrality of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees has found Israel never expressed concern about anyone on the staff list it has received annually since 2011. The review was carried out after Israel alleged a dozen employees of the agency known as UNRWA had participated in the October 7th attacks. This is VOA News. There are growing protests at U.S. colleges and universities as the Jewish Passover holiday begins. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Officials in New York City and across the country are urging calm.
Talk to each other, understand different points of view, because that's what college students should be doing.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul outside Columbia University, where in-person learning was canceled for the day because of fears Jewish students might be harmed by pro-Palestinian factions. An NYPD legal official, Michael Gerber, says they've been asked to generally stay off the campus except for last week. The arrests of demonstrators sparked new pro-Palestinian encampments at schools like MIT, the University of Michigan, and the University of North Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A prosecutor told jurors on Monday Donald Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election by preventing damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. The statement came at the start of the former president's historic hush money trial. A defense lawyer countered by saying Trump was innocent and by attacking the integrity of the one-time Trump confidant who's now the government's star witness. Government representatives from Africa and international organizations have gathered in Nairobi to discuss the future of technology and address the challenges and opportunities in the continent's information and technology sector. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Speaking at the Connected Africa Summit opening in Nairobi Monday, Kenyan President William Ruto said bridging the technology gap is important for Africa's economic growth and innovation.
Our youth population, the youngest globally, is motivated and prepared to drive the digital economy, foster innovation, and entrench new technologies.
Experts say digital transformation in Africa can improve its industrialization, reduce poverty, create jobs, and improve its citizens' lives. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday pledged deportation flights to Rwanda would begin this summer as he called on the unelected House of Lords to stop blocking his key policy for ending the tide of small boats carrying migrants across the English Channel. Legislation clearing the way for flights to take off has been stalled by a legislative standoff between the Lords and the elected House of Commons for more than 2 months that has thwarted Sunak's earlier plans to get deportation flights in the air before next week's local elections. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.